escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Sunday afternoon. It's crazy how, like, you'll hear these stats that come up in baseball of so-and-so is the first player to do this, this, and this. And sometimes they're LeBron stats, if we're all honest. It's like, this player is the first one to hit three doubles on a Tuesday or whatever. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. And then sometimes you have insanely impressive ones like we saw from, and I'm blanking on the kid's name, in from the A's, who had the 4-for-4 or the 6-for-6 night a couple weeks ago and hit four home runs. It was absolutely insane. Well, I say all that to say, got my brain sidetracked, to say currently the only person to ever hit a home run in Major League Baseball in the state of Tennessee is Eli White. Eli White had two homers today, as the Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds and get their first win on a Sunday since May 18th. It's been a long time, guys. And what was funny is what Dom and I talked about earlier wasn't even, like, the Braves were not supposed to play on this particular Sunday. So naturally, that's when they get a Sunday win. So a bit of positivity to happen for the Braves today amongst the season that has been anything but. And so heading into the show today, I was like, you know what? I need some positivity. And so let's go find out what's going on in the minor league system. So we're going to go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, bring in Gaurav Vadak, who is a host of Peach State Pros. He's also a contributor to Fansided and Battery Power. Gaurav, how you doing on this Sunday, man?
Oh, now that impressive Brave streak is finally over, I'm doing a lot better. How about yourself?
Yeah, man, I'm with you, because it's just like it got to the point where it was just comical, because the number of ways that this team was losing those games on Sunday, and then, you know, getting to the eighth inning, and I'm thinking, well, I feel good about this game, but that doesn't mean something can't go horribly wrong. Like another rainstorm or something to come through and mess with this one for the Braves. But to get the win today, but the bigger conversation going on with this team, Gaurav, as of late, is that the trade deadline came and went on Thursday, and Alex Anthopoulos sat on his hands and answered questions afterwards as to, like, well, I'm not just going to make a deal for the sake of making a deal and all of these sorts of things, when specifically there were two players that a lot of fans and media alike thought could be playing for a different team, whether it's Marcell Ozuna or whether it's Raisel Iglesias. I wanted to ask you, as you are the, I would put you as the Braves minor league guru who knows about this team and kind of the entire farm system and is super helpful as you tweet often on social media. You can follow Gaurav at GVEDAK on social media. But I wanted to ask you, like, when it comes to the Braves not making any moves at the trade deadline, and specifically potentially getting rid of a Raisel Iglesias or something of the like, do rentals not usually get traded for prospects, or why do you think Alex ultimately opted to keep these guys who are very likely going to be gone?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a surprise for myself as well. You know, with when you have someone like Ozuna who's, you know, struggled over the past month or so, and that kind of inflated contract, I think he was owed another $6 million for the rest of the year. I wasn't too surprised that the Braves, you know, were able to find a suitor. You know, I think best case scenario for him might have been, you know, a small level prospect and some cash. For Iglesias, he had recently found form, but he still has been a struggle for 2025. So maybe for him, you get, you know, another small level prospect and you try and build some depth in the organization. I think the only really big surprise for me was, you know, in a season like this year where it seems lost, you're not going to be able to really compete. You know, one player that really stood out to me was Pierce Johnson, and he recently just won Pitcher of the Month for the Braves for the month of July. Someone that with control for next year, kind of on the cheaper side, lights out stuff. You know, he's someone that might have been able to demand a bigger prospect, you know, return from another team, but ultimately the Braves think the this core can compete next year with a couple of additional pieces, and that Pierce Johnson is going to be a significant part of that. So while I was a bit surprised that they weren't able to trade Marcel or Raisel, ultimately I think the gains that you would have gotten from those kinds of trades would have been, you know, just marginal at best, and it wouldn't have been on the same level as some of the other prominent trades that happened during the deadline.
Now, before the trade deadline day, the Braves did acquire a prospect. They traded for infield or shortstop Jim Jarvis from the Tigers organization. What do you kind of see as Jim's upside coming into the Braves organization?
Yeah, so Jim has a ton of defensive versatility. He's someone that can play throughout the entire diamond. He's, you know, whether it be first or third, second or short, he's got tons of value defensively. Offensively, he's more of a contact guy first without much power. So thinks, you know, kind of somewhat like a Nick Allen without that Nick Allen defensive upside. You know, Nick is on another level. He's in a planet on his own defensively. But Jim does have that kind of potential around the diamond. So he's not someone that necessarily I have high on my prospect list or something like that, but I do see major league value because he can come in, fill in for injured players, whether it be at first or third or anywhere around the diamond. So he does have value when it comes to that, and you're able to get rid of some payroll. So overall, that's the kind of, that's more in line of what I expected, you know, the kinds of return that you would get from a Marcel Ozuna or a Raisel, of course, a little higher level than Jim Jarvis, but someone that would provide a little bit of value to the big league team, but ultimately become one of the bigger players in the upper minors, which is something that the Braves have, you know, struggled with for the past 2 years.
Rob, when you're putting together these minor league teams that the Braves have, like, how much organizationally are you just trying to have guys who can be there and play every day? And like, how important is it to have at every level guys who you expect to be up at the big leagues, you know, whether it's in the near or not so near future?
It's incredibly important. And that really comes from Double A and above. You know, those are the types of players that you see, whether they be assets and trades or if they have to fill in.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
For a fill-in for a player that's hurt, right? They need to be ready at any point, and you need to have that kind of organizational depth that goes down to at least AAA. And what we've seen from this year and last year is that, well, a little longer than that, that positional depth has not been there in the upper minors. And that's why you're starting to see, you know, you were only able to bring in Nacho Alvarez while the struggles between Austin Riley, Nick Allen, and Ozzie Albies at the start of the season. You didn't really have anyone else that could come in and give them a break, right? And, like, it's tough to be able to withstand a 162-game season because you're down. Like, you're of course, going to have downward times. Like, players are not going to be on the top of their game over the course of the season, and being able to sit a player and let them rest for a couple of days is extremely important, and that's something the Braves have not been able to do lately, and it's really has to do with the lack of depth in their upper minors, because those kinds of players, whether it be, again, like Luke Waddell was someone who could potentially come in and play on the big league team in a stopgap situation, but he was hurt at the beginning of the season. And without him, without Nacho, who was also hurt, you didn't really have too many players that could come in and take some time off for these major leaguers. So, like, it is incredibly important. While you want to have big name prospects throughout the system, it's not going to happen. And while the Braves started to get that positional depth in the lower minors, it's not there in the uppers. So you do have some times where you're going to have to go with someone that you don't necessarily want to play because of injuries. So having that depth is incredibly important to be able to withstand a full season.
Talking with Gaurav Vidak on the WadeFord.com hotline. Gaurav, a host of Peach State Pros, as well as contributor to Fansided and Battery Power. I'm curious to get your thoughts on, obviously, the Braves call up earlier this year, Didier Fuentes, 20 years old. Everyone was really excited. His dad was there in the crowd, and kind of the fun story was there for a moment. And then it was like very quickly, oh, this guy is not quite ready for the big leagues. But you saw him getting a start recently, Owen Murphy as well. What are you seeing from some of these young arms as potential options to get called up to the big leagues?
If we're talking about arms, there's so much to talk about in the Braves organization. You know, if we're talking just straight call up to the major leagues, someone like J.R. Ritchie, who's the Braves' number two prospect, he's been pitching extremely well. He's recently promoted to AAA. He's got a four-pitch mix that he's able to use all four, command all four. He's a very intriguing prospect. We just saw Hurst and Waldrop come in with all those mechanical changes and pitch five effective innings over at Bristol. The Braves recently brought back Owen Murphy. He pitched three innings just, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, had eight strikeouts. He's recovering from Tommy John surgery. That was incredibly intriguing. And then, you know, Didier Fuentes is probably the highest prospect on my list. I don't look at what happened at the majors. He's got, for his career, is like 162 innings professionally. So he needs some more time to get that consistency and to find that release point. But his pitch mix and what he can do on the mound is ridiculous. And then you have someone like their first overall pick, yes, last year, which is Cam Caminiti. Cam is now throwing five pitches at Low A Augusta. He's throwing them all extremely well. The Braves aren't even letting him use his best pitch, which is his curveball, because he's been so good with his fastball and his sweeper in Low A. So when it comes to arm, gloss over Blake Burkhalter, who they recently moved to the bullpen because he was at a career high in innings. Like, that's the depth of arms that are ready to contribute within the next 1 to 2 to 3 years is actually really ridiculous. And the Braves have created incredible depth, high-end depth, when it comes to arms itself.
Do you see any of these guys getting, and even outside of just pitching prospects, do you see anyone who you really kind of believe should get some sort of, I guess you'd call it a tryout for the rest of the way for this Braves season, with the fact that we know this, it's not heading towards the playoffs, and you want to some extent, see what you've got as you head into a new year?
Yeah, I think the Braves have a couple of intriguing arms, whether it be Giancarlo Lara, who, you know, sits 101 to 103 on the radar gun with his fastball and has one of the best sliders in all of minor league baseball. I think he's absolutely candidate number one. Candidate number two would have to be Hayden Harris out of Georgia Southern, who has a very, very unique fastball that just confounds hitters and has a sweeper that he's now able to throw to both sides of the plate as well as a splitter. So those two are probably at the very top of the list. And then number three, I would have to go with Blake Burkhalter, because again, they've moved him to the bullpen now because he's at the most innings he's ever pitched, and they want to conserve his arm. In the bullpen, he's now throwing 96. And so he becomes another arm that you could take a look at. And all three of those players are on the Rule 5 eligible, so they have to be added to the 40-man regardless. Those are three players that I think that the Braves could take a look at, whether it be end of August into September, and see if those are players that you want around for 2026.
Last one for you, Gaurav. The Braves right now in the mix, certainly, to have the number one overall pick in the 2026 MLB draft. Just if it's somewhere in the realm of top three, what is a prospect, you know, what's the type of player, maybe it's positionally, that you think that the Braves should be taking a real look at?
You have to hope that the Braves go top four, because there are four outstanding shortstops available within the top four. That's Rock Chalowski from UCLA, Brady Emerson, the prep shortstop, Jacob Lombard, who's also another prep shortstop, or Tyler Spangler, who is another prep shortstop. These are insane athletes with incredible defensive prowess at short, with also high potentials at the bat. So you really got to hope for the Braves landing in that top four mix, because those are four potential, like, position-altering players that you can nab that have rocket fast. We're talking being able to rise to, you know, Columbus and above within the first 2 to 3 years, even despite, you know, someone like Grady or Jacob, who are 18 years old. They're that advanced for their age. Those are players that can move really rapidly. So you really want to hope that the Braves are able to go within the top four, because I think without a doubt you have four amazing candidates at short that the Braves can take for their future.
Shortstop, you say, like the position of real need right now? That's one of those, like, seeing that's certainly enticing. Hopefully the ping pong balls will roll in the Braves' favor coming up. Do you know when they do the lottery?
Ooh, I actually don't know off the top of my mind. It's not okay. For a bit, though.
Yeah, okay, we got some time. We got some time, but hopefully out of all the negativity that's come from this season, the Braves get something positive. After all, that is Gaurav Vadak. You can follow him on social media, GVEDAK. He is the host of Peach State Pros. Definitely go check out his stuff. Anything, Gaurav, specific you want the people to look for?
Just follow me on social media. That's where I love talking about minor league baseball. If you got a question, feel free to ask.
And you do such a great job at it. You keep me up to date, because I definitely am not paying attention on a day-to-day basis, but you can certainly learn a lot from your social media, and I appreciate you coming on and giving us some time on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, on the other side of the break, coming up 4 minutes from now, Kirby Smart on with the Steakhouse this week spoke about Gunnar Stockton. He hasn't named a starting quarterback, but he spoke about Gunnar. Hear what he has to say coming up next. It's the Dopamine Millennial Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.